Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting international aid pours into Nepal following Saturday's deadly earthquake. The World Food Program is distributing food and medicine in Gorkha near the epicenter of the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that shook Nepal Saturday. The UN resident coordinator, Jamie McGoldrick, in Kathmandu, announced an appeal of more than $400 million to help pay for urgent supplies, including food, fresh water, sanitation, hygiene and shelter.
Funding at this point in time is so critical to get the amount of money we need across those key sectors in order for us to deliver the humanitarian assistance at the level and the type that's required, and at the same time to have the logistical support that's needed to address and carry the goods to the affected areas. It will be a real challenge because of the topography and terrain of this country. It will be a real challenge because of the effect of the impact of the earthquake on some of these roads, and this would be problematic.
Nearly 5,500 are known to have died in the quake, some 11,000 injured, tens of thousands made homeless. UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos is to arrive in Nepal Thursday to assess aid operations. More street protests in Burundi Wednesday as demonstrators oppose President Pierre Nkurunziza's third-term bid in June elections, insisting it violates the constitution. At least six people have been killed in clashes with police so far this week. The UN Security Council has appealed for calm. A U.S. official was to arrive in Bujumbura Wednesday. In a Twitter statement, Tom Matanowski said he's disappointed Mr. Nkurunziza is violating the 2005 peace accord, but he added it's not too late to stay the path to peace and democracy. Meanwhile, the country's constitutional court will examine the president's bid for a third term. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe became the first Japanese leader to address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. In remarks Wednesday in English, marking the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II, Mr. Abe expressed deep repentance over Japan's role.
My dear friends, on behalf of Japan and the Japanese people, I offer with profound respect my eternal condolences to the souls of all American people that were lost during World War II.
He also said Tokyo must not ignore the suffering of Asian peoples from its wartime behavior, but he stopped short of issuing an apology. The Japanese leader also urged passage of the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement, which he says will contribute to long-term peace and stability in Asia-Pacific. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told a New York audience Wednesday a nuclear agreement between his country and six world powers is an opportunity that should not be missed.
I believe it can be done. I believe it should be done. I believe it's an opportunity for all of us which should not be missed. I expect people to start working in good faith and move forward.
Mr. Zarif insisted his country will submit to the highest level of international transparency on its nuclear program, insisting that international sanctions be lifted within days of a final agreement. He was upbeat about the chance of reaching an agreement before a June 30th deadline. Nigeria Wednesday said it is trying to identify nearly 300 girls and women rescued from camps in the Sambisa forest set up by the militant Sunni insurgent group Boko Haram. It's unclear whether any of them were among the more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped by the Sunni group in April last year from the Borno state town of Chibok. The Associated Press reports some of the girls rescued Tuesday were so transformed by their captors, they opened fire on the Nigerian troops who came to rescue them. Experts say they will need intensive psychological treatment. Meanwhile, Niger Wednesday acknowledged nearly 50 of its soldiers and 30 civilians were killed over the weekend as troops battled Boko Haram militants for control of Karamga Island on Lake Chad. French authorities say they've launched an investigation into allegations French soldiers sexually abused a number of children during a peacekeeping mission in Central African Republic last year. The activist group AIDS Free World said about 16 French troops were accused of abusing boys aged 8 to 15 years of age. If the accusations are proven true, the defense ministry promised the strongest penalties. The presidents of the Republic of Congo and Chad Wednesday set fire to 5 tons of ivory seized from poachers. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.